This is WKAR Online. Reworking Michigan examines our evolving economy as the people of the Great Lakes State explore new ways to make a living and build a future for their families. This week, we look at the first project under development at the Eli and Edith Broad Art Museum at Michigan State University. The land-grant project will stretch the museum's mission, bringing artists into the classrooms at MSU. WKAR's Gretchen Millick reports.
Allison Gass looks around the former Barnes & Noble space on Grand River in East Lansing. It's empty now, but this Saturday she plans to fill it with artists, students, academics, and farmers. Gass is curator of contemporary art at the Broad Museum. The seeds of this project, however, were planted in her previous job at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art.
When I was in San Francisco, I worked with some artists who are engaging something that they call social practice, which is basically art practice that exists outside the confines of a museum walls, not object-based, but really kind of action-based, with a focus on social mindedness.
Gass has invited some of these emerging artists to work with students and faculty at MSU, focusing on issues of land use, food, and sustainability.
I came here to MSU and learned about the history of the land grant and learned about the incredible ag school here and the work being done. It resonated so strongly both with kind of my own interest in artists engaging social practice, but also with the mission of the Broad, which is to kind of think globally and look at the issues of the day.
Amy Franceschini is an artist with a collective in San Francisco called Future Farmers. She'll be the first artist to get a land grant residency at the Broad. Franceschini is coming here this week to tour the campus and get ideas for what her project might be. She's intrigued by the history of MSU and has been digging through the MSU archives. She's looking for examples of projects that were going on at the inception of the land grant in the 1850s.
And to look at what was going on in the United States at that time, I think is really important to parallel it, to understand like what was driving this land grant, this exchange, what was driving the politics behind it, and what's going on now, and how can we feed off of that or learn from that.
In 2008 in San Francisco, Franceschini organized a project where she turned the entire City Hall Plaza into a community garden, similar to a victory garden that was there during World War II. She says her project here will be very specific to MSU and in the context of a university that is focused on the production of food. She says contemporary art can shift people's perspectives about those kinds of issues.
When I experience great art, it does that to you where you're just like, whoa, you know, that's the space that art opens up, is just that moment where you're like, the idea of the world that I had isn't exactly what it used to be.
Over at the Student Organic Farm on campus, Lori Thorpe is hoping that the Organic Pig Project will provide Franceschini with some inspiration. Thorpe is coordinator of RISE, a residential program for students who are interested in environmental stewardship. The pigs here are raised outdoors on pasture.
This is Thelma, and this is Louise. And this is Cleopatra. So students that are out here training to become organic farmers, coupled with my students who are looking to become zoologists and engineers and communication specialists, come together around this physical practice of farming and learn about what does it mean to create a sustainable food system.
Thorpe says she uses lots of different teaching methods, including the arts.
If we're going to have a sustainable food system, we have to engage lots of different ways of constructing knowledge. And one way we construct knowledge and communicate knowledge is through the arts and through aesthetics. So the aesthetics and the art for us is a really important piece of food and farming. It's not just something that you engage at the grocery store or at the table or intellectually. We're also going to engage this farm, each other, in community with these animals, all of our senses, our emotions, as well as our intellect.
For the kickoff of the land grant project this Saturday, Allison Gass has invited faculty, farmers, and artists for a town hall type discussion of what the land grant means for MSU. There'll be farming and sustainability activities for kids, an indoor farmers market, and in the evening, live music. For WKAR Public Media, this is Gretchen Millick with Reworking Michigan.